There's a story today that we absolutely must discuss because, well, listen, everybody's talking about it. So, of course, we have to be talking about it. But you need to hear from us what the what's really going on here, because we're going to do a deeper dive into this story than most other people. You know, a lot of people are just kind of like looking at the gossip of it and then they're just going to move on. But I think this is an interesting story. We should do a deeper dive. So there's a dude who is so since this is radio or podcast, you can't really see him. He's covered in tattoos. He's handsome, no hair, but like by choice, like he's shaved it off and he's in great shape. He's like 30 something years old. And he's talking about the fact that, you know, kids were jealous of him. He's always been handsome. People were jealous of him and that he is missing something that most kids had. Just take a listen.
I've always been a factor. Even as a kid, I was a decent looking kid. You know, I was athletic. I was good with girls. So I kind of had all the above. And because of that, it made the fame aspect coupled with that made people hate me even more so. And that's what I didn't understand as a kid, is that these people were just fucking jealous of me. And they were projecting their own insecurities onto me. I needed to hear that as a kid. I didn't have like a strong male role model to tell me that, to tell me, hey, bro, fuck these people. They're just jealous of you. You have all these things that they want. So they're trying to fucking throw their shade at you so that you can feel shitty about yourself because they're jealous. I needed to hear that. I don't have anyone to tell me that. This is me now as a man telling the younger version of myself what he needed to hear.
All right. So you heard that this guy was like, I didn't have any strong male role models to tell me like these people are jealous. Screw them. Whatever. So what kind of person, like, let's first look at the profile of somebody like this. So somebody who is coming out and saying people were jealous, I didn't have a strong male role model. What kind of guy says something like that?
Somebody whose father left when they were two. They didn't have a father role model or any type of role model in their life. So probably raised by a single mom or grandparents, something like that.
But so, yeah, that's pretty accurate. You would not expect that from a kid who was raised by Tom Hanks.
So that's Tom Hanks's kid?
That's Tom Hanks's kid telling us that he didn't have a strong male role model growing up. Dude, you had Tom fucking Hanks at your house.
Did he live with Tom Hanks or did Tom Hanks leave when the kid was like one?
Nope.
He lived in the same house.
Lived in the same house. So Tom Hanks had two wives. He had a wife when he was much younger, who is the mother of Colin Hanks, the actor who you've seen in a bunch of things, like of all of the Hanks kids. Colin Hanks is probably the most famous. He works the most. People love him. His mother is different than Chet's mother, who you just heard. That was Chet Hanks. Chet is the son of Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks. He grew up with Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks, and he's bitching on his YouTube channel that he didn't have a good male role model.
How can you say that if you grew up with your dad down the hall?
Okay, yes, that, but also, like, okay, so name three actors or three famous people that, as men, you look at them, you think, boy, they're probably shitty fathers. Like, who's three people that you can think of off the bat that you're like, ooh, I would not want to be that guy's kid?
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right. That's a good example. Right, Arnold Schwarzenegger had a very complicated life, and I'm sure being his kid was not fun.
Right, because he slept with the maid and, you know, kind of hardcore. Eddie Murphy, somebody like that, would be a weird type of dad.
Because he was a player.
Because he's a player and he's always having parties. And Tracy Morgan, that's a guy that never stops. You're like, Dad, Tracy Morgan is nonstop dad jokes.
So, right.
You're probably like, ah, dude, shut up.
That's my thing. That is my hobby. I do karate and get girls pregnant.
Yeah, I was thinking like Russell Crowe, somebody who's like super angry, who's known for like throwing phones, or somebody who's kind of like always working, never around, kind of just appears very grumpy, like not one of the nicer, like you don't think of Russell Crowe and think, oh, wow, what a really nice guy. You think, oh, I hope he's having a good day because I don't want to cross his path on a bad day, you know. But if you looked at every single actor out there who's probably the most benevolent, most beloved, Tom Hanks is probably number one. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you had some rando for a father that may or may not have been a good guy. Tom Hanks was your father. You had a great male role model. Somebody that we would all love to have had as a male role model.
Yeah, but we don't know him as a guy. We know him as the movie person. So
no, we don't know him as a please. Yes, we
know him as Forrest Gump. We don't know him as Dad Gump. I mean, that's a totally different. When the door shuts, the front door shuts, it's a completely different person.
Okay, so you're telling me that Tom Hanks, who we've seen on television since the late 80s, who we've seen in a million interviews, we have a good sense of his personality and who he is. He's gone out of his way for lots of people over the years. You're telling me that that guy, when the door closes, he's a crappy father? I don't buy it.
No, he's not Woody. You think he's Woody all the time, but he's not. You know, he's got issues, bro. I don't know.
I disagree. His daughter and his other kids think he's a wonderful dad and have said nothing but glowing things about him. It's the kind of thing where you're like, you know, like, everybody has that friend who's like the nicest person. Like, they're so nice. And you're like, oh my God, if somebody thinks that Bethany is shitty, I worry about that person. Mm-hmm. Like, Bethany's the nicest woman I know. So if you don't like Bethany, something's wrong with you. I feel like that's the situation here. Like, you're going to come for Tom Hanks. Like, you're his kid. And he does acknowledge in the video that he understands that we're looking at him thinking, like, dude, you've had a lot of privilege. You've flown on private planes. You've had...
You've wanted for nothing your
right,
whole life.
You've wanted for nothing.
You have big money. You have right. Toy Story money. I mean, all the movies he's... You have Forrest Gump money.
Right.
I mean, you've won. It's not like you sat and went, I wonder if I'm going to get a PlayStation 3 for Christmas. No.
Right.
You had it before anybody else. There's no way you had a bad life.
Right. No, he said he's been very blessed. He's had a good life. He said he was not spoiled, but he was privileged. So he had whatever he wanted. He met a lot of famous people. You know, he tells this story about he had met, you know, I don't know which president he was talking about, but
if you met if a president has been to your house for Thanksgiving, you didn't have a bad life. I don't care which president it is.
Exactly. I think he was talking about George Bush Jr. because he said his father was also president. So he understands what it is in my life that, you know, you have a father who's like uber famous. So I can't think of another president who had a father that was uber famous. So obviously, I think it had to be George Bush, you know, W.
If you get George Bush on the phone, just because of your last name, then you're privileged. Sorry.
No, and he acknowledges, yes, I'm privileged. I understand that. Mm. But he's still trying to come for Tom Hanks and tell us that he didn't have a good male role model at home. It's like, okay, hang on a minute. So even if you didn't think your father was a good role model, you have older brothers who are awesome, who are known as like being just as beloved and benevolent as your dad. So you had lots of male role models around. You just didn't seek out any attention from them. Like, you didn't seek them out. They were there, you know? And it's like, screw you. Like, think about how many people, like everybody that grew up with a single mom, literally just like stuck a fork in their hand. Like, what more could I possibly, like this guy, like you grew up with Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks. Don't get on YouTube and complain. Sorry.
No, I'll put this to bed by Tom Hanks was a better father to you than your real father.
Hundo P. Yeah. Tom Hanks as an actor in the movies was a better father to me, Cooper Lawrence, than my biological father. 100%. Like there's, I have no doubt that that's the truth. So I guess that's probably also why, like, Tom Hanks raised me. So don't come for my dad.
He's everybody's dad. He was my dad starting from the Bachelor Party movie. That's when he started being my dad. Then he went to Big and then he's a better role model, father role model to you than your actual father.
That's right. Yeah. So I guess that's why I'm taking offense to Chet Hanks trying to tell me how awful his life is.